Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
God's plan is for this to be the best year that you've ever had. However, your emotions and your personal logic this year can derail His plan. And this is why the Lord wants me to talk about this subject. God warns us to guard our hearts, to guard our emotions from a hostile emotional takeover. In Proverbs chapter 4 and 23, it says, "Guard your heart, guard your emotions above all else, for it determines the course of your life." And that's one of the reasons why the devil will be attacking your relationships from the cradle to the grave. You cannot afford to be driven by your emotions. You must be led by the Spirit and the Word of God, because they alone can keep you on the right road of success. Now, someone is contemplating their next step in life, and the devil is tempting you through your adversity to return to the past lifestyle and your associates. The Lord kind of arrested me with this message today, and we have people who are listening right now on Periscope. Hi, guys, on Periscope. So glad that you tuned in today, and people who will be listening in on the radio to this. So I'm not just talking about one isolated person. I'm talking to some people this morning, that you're contemplating your next step and the devil is trying to tempt you through the adversity in your life to return to your past lifestyle and your associates. But the Lord is telling me to tell you, it's going to be a disaster if you do that. When the children of Israel refused to go forward with God after they had left Egypt because of the adversity in front of them, they said, "Let's return to Egypt." But what happened was they aimlessly walked around in the wilderness for 40 years until they died. See, they tried to alter God's plan, but there was no other plan. The only plan was to get out of Egypt and go into the promised land. Can I tell you that God does not have an alternate plan for your life? In fact, the plan that He has for your life was written before you were even born. That's why you have to cooperate with God. You need to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. You were delivered. And there's nowhere you can go back to successfully. So don't look back. In fact, today's message is called "Don't Look Back." Folks, you have to understand something, that the devil never gives up. He's after your eternal soul. He wants you to spend eternity with Him in hell. He wants your company there. And we've got to stop making excuses for ourselves, saying, "Well, the things I went through in life, they hurt me so much. You know, where was God at the time? And look, God's got to cut me a break. Look, me doing these things are not that bad. It's not that bad to have an occasional affair. I smoke a joint just occasionally. I sip a little wine. I sip a little alcohol. I watch a little porn. But you know what? It's all good. It's all right with God." Folks, listen, it is not all right with God. And to begin to do just a little something that takes you back from where God delivered you from, it will spread like cancer throughout your body. You'll find yourself entrapped in sin and under the bondage of the enemy again. In Galatians 5 and 7, it talks about disobedience and how it takes over our life. It says, "You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth?" Folks, our relationships can become toxic and soulish. When they're unsubmitted to the Word of God, they tempt us in so many ways to also disobey God. The rest of that verse says, this persuasion does not come from the one who called you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. The Apostle Paul warns of the danger of looking back. That's one of the things the devil will always place in your mind. When things are not going right, he'll show you the last relationship. He'll show you a time where you were doing other things and it wasn't as bad as now. Oh, yeah, we did this, but this is much worse. Look, you had it better off in the past. God is saying, don't look back. Go forward with your life. Greater things are ahead of you if you simply keep obeying God. In Philippians 3 and 13, the Apostle Paul wrote, brothers and sisters, I can't consider myself a winner yet. This is what I have to do. I don't look back. I lengthen my stride and I run straight toward the goal to win the prize that God's heavenly call offers in Jesus Christ. Whoever has a mature faith should think this way. And if you think differently, God will show you how to think. Folks, life consumes our time. You hardly have a moment to yourself, but the most important thing you have to remind yourself is your divine purpose is real, and where you will spend your destiny is real. Now, there are many voices that are calling for our attention in the world today. The devil constantly sends temptation against us, temptation for a better life. Oh, this didn't work, this will work. Folks, you have to focus on your eternal future. You have to focus on your eternal purpose. You have to stay focused on God. This is a message we have to remind ourselves of constantly, because we're all hit with different things that we go through in life, things that we will encounter, the good, the bad, the ugly things that are just a part of life. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. The Bible says, many are the troubles or the afflictions of the righteous. The Lord will deliver you out of them all. But trouble is still coming into all of our lives. The thing is, what will we do when trouble hits? Jesus wants us to remember that regardless of what you think will fix your situation, you've got to have eternity in mind. You've got to maintain the fact that you have been sent here by God. There's a divine purpose in your life. And someday you're going to stand before Almighty God for the decisions and the choices that you've made in your life. Jesus puts it this way in Matthew 16 and verse 26. What do you benefit if you gain the whole world? If you get everything to go your way, you fix all of the problems, but you lose your own soul. Is anything worth more than your eternal soul? And then he goes on to say, for the Son of Man will come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and he will judge all people according to what they've done. Folks, none of us escape the deeds that we do here on earth. It's not time to look back. It's time to stay focused on what God has for you in the future. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy will surely come. We all go through difficult times. And this is the most important message that we need to share with everyone. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of salvation and eternal life. Folks, without accepting Jesus Christ as Savior, people will be eternally lost. That's a big deal. That's a very, very big deal. The Bible tells us this is why God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross in our place, to save the world. John 3:16, God so loved the world so much that he gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish. There's no need for anyone to go to hell. He sent Jesus so that everyone would have eternal life. He sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Verse 36 says, and anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. Anyone who doesn't obey the Son will never experience life, but remains under judgment. Now, the decision to accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord will make you a child of God. You become born again. Your nature changes, and you become ready to fulfill your divine purpose. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, it says, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. Your life is gone and a new one has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through his Son, Jesus Christ. Salvation is the first step to fulfilling your divine purpose in life. After your deliverance, the devil is going to do everything in his power to keep up with you. You may say, well, I don't live in that house anymore. He's looking for a forwarding address. He's looking for ways to connect with you again. The devil will not give up because he wants your destruction. In 1 Peter 5 and 8, it says, so stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. You've got to stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Many times we don't recognize the devil when he's coming to us. The devil will continue to tempt and to fight you, especially through your relationships. People will disappoint you, people will reject you, people will betray you, and even persecute you. The people who were supposed to love you, the people who were supposed to care for you, may have already dropped you. Last time we talked about Jonathan's son, how the nurse dropped him and he was lame in his feet. Many of you were abused in the past, misused, never valued. But there's no excuse. When Jesus Christ is in your life, there's no excuse for not taking responsibility for yourself now. Your self-esteem may be in the basement, but you can maintain keeping your eyes on the prize. The fact that God has saved you, God has delivered you. I read that scripture. In Christ, you've become a new person. Don't look back. Don't let the things, even in your life today, hold you back and hold you down. Because God has greater things ahead of you for your life. If you believe that, give God some praise right now. You're on your way. Something great is about to happen in your life if you just don't look back and you keep your focus where it belongs. God still has a plan.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Starting this Sunday, Pastor Steve will lead us through a powerful new series from the Book of Revelation. It's a message for the moment, and it starts this Sunday. Here's Pastor Steve.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. I'm beginning a new teaching series Sunday, May the 4th, titled Revelation, The Unveiling. I'm diving deep into one of the most mysterious, powerful, and talked about books in the entire Bible. The Book of Revelation, wars and rumors of wars, plagues, judgments, the rise of the Antichrist, the return of Christ. What does it all mean? Are we living in the last days? Join me every Sunday as we walk through the Book of Revelation, verse by verse, unpacking prophecy, revealing truth, discovering what God has told us about the end of the age. If you've ever wondered about what's coming next, God is speaking through his word. Come and hear what he is saying. Bring your family and bring your Bible. Revelation, the unveiling.
It all begins May 4th. Revelation, the unveiling. A journey into truth, hope, and what lies ahead. Don't miss these powerful Sunday services. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
In 1 Corinthians 9 and 27, it tells us that we've got to toughen ourselves up for the battle. We've got to toughen ourselves up to to stand up against the many things that will happen to us in life. Now, let me just remind you, you are in a spiritual battle. Every single day we are fighting evil spirits. We're fighting the devil, principalities and powers, unseen forces. A lot of times we think we're fighting people. You're really fighting the devil and evil spirits. So you have got to stand up to this. You've got to become strong through your prayer life, through reading the Word of God, knowing how to defeat the enemy by the words of your mouth and by the words that God gives us to confess over our situations. In 1 Corinthians 9 and 27, it says, I toughen my body with punches and make it my slave, that I will not be disqualified after I have spread the gospel to so many. Paul was talking about himself. Paul was saying, I've got to keep my emotions in check. I've got to keep my mind right with all of the things that are happening to me. He was so persecuted. And he said, I've got to keep my mind straight. I've got to keep my emotions right so that I will not disqualify myself from some emotional wrong decision that has happened to me. Some wrong thought, some wrong thing that the devil's trying to do. Listen, I have got to bring myself under control. Every single one of us has to do the same thing. You've got to toughen up. You've got to realize you're in the battle. You are not just a civilian in this world anymore. You are a soldier. A soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have more than enough weapons to defeat your enemy, the devil. But you've got to stand up against him. You can't just let him do whatever he wants to do in your life. Now, in your past, there were relationships. There may have been addiction. There may have been pornography. There may have been lies. There may have been deception. Some of you have just checked every single box I just mentioned. There are many people who are still with unresolved issues that torment them. Fear and rejection has left emotional wounds in so many lives. But I'm going to say it again, regardless of past wounds and scars, you can take that responsibility and you can give them to Jesus Christ to make the change that you need in your life. But once you do, leave it with him. Don't walk away. You know what's amazing? What's amazing in our lives is even after we've been delivered, you will find out that the devil, who knows your past life, will always try to tempt you or taunt you with something from the past. He did it with Jesus. Well, Jesus never sinned. But one of the things that Jesus was haunted with by the devil was the fact of his divine birth. Over and over again, you heard people saying, he said he was the Son of God. Oh, if he's the Son of God, why is he on that cross? If you are the Son of God, come down from that cross. If you're the Son of God, show us some miracle. See, the devil is never going to forget what you've been delivered from. And those are the things that he's coming against you with. So you need to understand, you've got to give those things to God and leave those things in his hands. Now, if there's anyone who understands the things that we've suffered in our lives, it's Jesus Christ himself. He understands our pain. Jesus was rejected. Jesus suffered to obtain our emotional healing. That's why he says, come to me. I understand you. He understands all the disappointments. He understands the abandonment issues. He understands the betrayals. He understands the abuse, the pain, and the shame. Folks, there's no one else who completely understands what you've been through. But the good thing about Jesus is he's able to heal your broken heart. The Bible tells us he went through it. In Hebrews 2 and 17, it says Jesus had to enter into every detail of human life so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest before God. He already experienced it all himself, all the pain, all the testing, to be able to help us where our help is needed. Come on, repeat after me and say, no one really understands me like Jesus. Now listen to this. Just a few scriptures to verify this. In John 1 and 11, it says, he came to his own people, and his own people rejected him. Even his brothers, the Bible says, they didn't believe who he was. They taunted him in his house where he should have been safe. John chapter 6 and 66, it says, at one time, many of his disciples turned away and they deserted him. He was betrayed by his closest friends. I don't know if you've ever been betrayed by a close friend. That really hurts. In Luke chapter 22 and 48, Jesus said to Judas, Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? How do you betray someone by kissing them at the same time? But that's exactly what the devil led Judas to do. In Matthew 26 and 71, it talks about Peter and how he denied the Lord. The Bible says another maid saw Peter and said to him, this fellow was also following Jesus of Nazareth. And again, he denied it, but this time in an oath. And at the end, the last time, he just began using profanity. I don't know the man. I don't know the So don't be calling me a Christian anymore. I'm not a Christ follower. Imagine that. Someone from his inner circle, someone who was supposed to be closest to Jesus, turned on him. The Bible tells us that he was lied on and falsely accused. Have you ever been lied on? There's this old song that says, I was lied on, cheated, talked about, mistreated, abused, scorned, talked about as sure as you born. That's a story for a lot of us. In Mark chapter 14 and 58, it says, many false witnesses spoke against Jesus, but they began contradicting each other. They were lying, and the lies were contradicting the lies, but they still lied. In John 8 and 48, the religious leaders said, you are a Samaritan devil to Jesus. Now, don't you just wish you were Jesus just for a moment? Just for a moment. You could, like, do anything. You could just, like, make people disappear. I mean, like, if it were me, if I were Jesus, I wouldn't even let them get to devil. If they said, you are a Samaritan, poof, by the time they got to devil, before they said it, they just disappear. I'd say to the people, what happened to them? What happened to the people? Oh, they were just talking about me and they just disappeared. Do you have something to say? Jesus simply said, no, I don't have any devils in me, for I honor my Father and you dishonor me. I would have taken another approach. Jesus was beaten and he was abused. He took it. The Bible says in Luke 22 and 63, the men who were guarding Jesus made fun of him as they beat him. Once again, I would smile. And then somebody's hand would have disappeared. Somebody's nose would have went to their ear. Somebody's mouth would have drifted to their forehead. And I would have said, hit me again. But Jesus suffered all these things to experience our pain so that we could be healed. In Hebrews chapter 7 and 25, it says, that is why he is always able to save those who come to God through him. Folks, Jesus came to release you from your emotional wounds, those from the past and those from the present. You have got to come to him.
Thank you for joining us again today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio Messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of today's message is Dealing with Feelings, Don't Look Back. This is part one. Now Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is truth. You said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those whom the Lord has delivered. And so, Lord, help us to share with others the truth of salvation, the cross of Jesus, that he died for us all that we might be saved. Father, we pray that you would give us courage to speak to everyone in our sphere of influence, to let them know that they have a responsibility to know you and to serve you. And Jesus Christ is coming back again so soon. Father, we want every person to be ready. Help us. Give us courage. that we'll share the good news of the gospel, that you love us all, and that the power of God is on our side. Bless every person listening today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.